The Moira's Roses Garden. So the garden is dedicated to a rose that Moira owns.
I don't think that there are enough apostrophes.
I don't even see a rose in the garden.
Because there aren't any roses.
Or are we the roses?
Okay, I'm getting roses for the garden. I'm getting roses.
And what are these numbers for?
It's Mom's birthday, David.
Those are the last four digits of your father's credit card.
It was a complicated order form, all right? There were a lot of fields to fill in.
I hope you got a really good deal on this.
It's by the letter, so we paid extra for those apostrophe S's.
Okay, enough. Enough. This is still a very big honor for your mother, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
So when we die, are we all going to be buried here?
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the entire series in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, scratching her head furiously
now
is my wife, Carla.
Ew.
First, off the top, if it sounds...
Oh. I wonder if the sound will be better.
That's what I'm wondering.
This may mean to be our permanent recording location, yeah. If it is.
You want
to
peek behind the curtain? I am refinishing our basement so there is no ceiling to deaden sound.
We already mentioned that in the last.
Oh, okay. All right.
We mentioned if it sounded weird because you could hear everything upstairs.
Right.
Dogs running chaotically and children. And,
yes.
Yeah.
But now there's no floor.
Right.
So
well, there's floor. It's just concrete.
Yeah. What?
Well, it's not like it's, you know, the grass down there.
Oh, okay.
Or I thought dirt
you meant
from
that
outside.
We were just suspended.
No, the way you
space.
Said there's no floor, it just made me envision that we were just like, you know, down to the dirt.
No, there's a floor. It's called the foundation of the house.
Right.
So, but we have moved upstairs into our closet. Where I don't think there are vents, and it's very hot in here.
There is a vent.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there is. Back in the corner.
It's probably under shoes. And...
No, it's right back there, and it's accessible.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, so that's where we're recording. So I don't want to say tell us if it sounds better, because I don't know if I want to do this
I don't know that this
time.
Can be our permanent location. Yeah.
You know, we could probably... It's a good-sized closet. We could probably just push this... tiny card table back and get to our never mind. All right, so we're not going to do this.
Right.
Let's hopefully just... beyond this episode. Hopefully the flooring comes in. You know, this is a lot of stuff that nobody really cares about.
No,
but
they don't care
we are in our closet sweating trying to record an episode.
And scratching, apparently.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because who wants lice? That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that as well.
Twice?
Oh, twice.
Oh.
But we'll get into that as we start to talk.
Will we? Okay, all right.
Well, why not? Let's share that with all of our listeners.
Do we want to talk about a correction that we got for last episode?
Yes, because it was such an exciting little tidbit of information. I thought it was.
Oh, no. I think it is, too. Do you know the person's name? I feel bad.
I believe it was, and I don't, I hopefully am pronouncing it right. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Janny.
Allison Janney?
No.
Listens to our show?
No.
And is Canadian?
No.
And understands the school systems?
Oh, goodness. No.
Actually, for all I know, Allison Janney is Canadian. I'm not sure. Okay. So Janney let us know on Facebook in a very nice way. I understand
that... Oh, it was a super nice message.
Oh, it's very nice. And I understand that sometimes... And it's not like we do this intentionally, but we... can come off as, you know, stupid,
clueless
ignorant
Americans.
Right, exactly. And that is not our intent. I guess that's just who we are. But she let us know that to graduate high school...
She said she lives in Ontario.
Okay. All right. So in that area.
So in that area, anyway. And it could be what is the norm in all areas.
Right. Yeah. That you have to perform 40 hours of community service to graduate high school. And that was our big question last episode is why is she doing this? And in our school systems, and again, this could differ state to state or even county to county, I guess, but this is nothing I've ever heard of here in the States.
Right. So, like we've said, it sometimes happens if you're in like a key club or student council or organizations.
Yes.
Sometimes I know I was, and even in colleges, I was in like an academic honor society. And we had to do volunteer hours and stuff like that as, you know, to fulfill, you know, being inducted into that group, I guess.
So we thank Jannie for giving us that information.
Yeah.
And she gives a few other bits and pieces of info as well. And we appreciate any sort of feedback. Like if you guys, if we make mistakes or you know something or even if we don't talk about something that you found interesting about any episode, please let us know. I'm going to say that's Jannie.
Yeah.
The one thing that I would say, only because, I don't know, for me, these alerts don't come up, but when people send us messages.
I saw hers come through.
All right. Yeah. Sometimes that doesn't
but
come
But I don't
through.
Always, like, yeah, I if, don't always see them.
If people just respond to our post, I see it and I can comment and everything, and that comes through immediately. Yeah. When people send us messages, and I understand sometimes people don't want to post stuff and everybody sees it. I get it. But if I haven't responded to your message or we haven't, it's just because it gets lost or I don't know where to find it. It's nothing against you. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, like I said, reach out.
Yeah.
Talk to us. So we're here to talk about the 11th episode. We're getting so close to our midway point of this podcast. The 11th episode of season 3, which is
Stop Saying Lice!
Exclamation point. It's part of the episode title.
Yes.
The original air date of this episode was March 22nd of 2017. It's an episode directed by Paul Fox, who we've talked about before and will talk about in the future. And it is written by Dan Levy, which surprised me a little bit. He tends to have his writing credits on the first episode last, or last.
He's had a couple, like other ones. And I think Turkey Shoot, wasn't that him?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, and we were sort of like, wow, this one is not one that we really vibed with.
Right, yeah. I don't want to say it's so early on, it didn't, but it's so early. Like, I feel like he, and maybe Turkey Shoot makes sense because it's a very David-centric episode. And I'm not saying this one isn't, but it's not really. It was just surprising when I saw that he was the writer of this episode.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Oh, yeah. Let's start scratching. Okay. Because it opens with Alexis scratching. David's kind of chilling on the bed.
Yep.
I think scrolling on his phone or I honestly don't remember because I was so distracted by her sitting at the little table scratching away.
And of course, an email comes
Johnny,
in from school.
Johnny comes in to make everyone aware.
I love how her school emails do go to her parents. She's a legitimate student.
I know,
it's absolutely
cute.
Adorable.
Yeah.
But there is a lice outbreak.
Yeah. Well, before they even get into that, she's like, I did not know that he was a substitute.
Oh, yes, right.
Apparently she, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
She seems to think it's about something she did to a substitute
teacher.
Right,
or with a substitute. With,
yeah, maybe not two.
Yeah.
But no, it's not. It's about a lice outbreak at the school.
Yes.
And Alexis blames
Kelsey.
Kelsey, the horse girl.
The horse girl.
And I think it's Johnny that says it's not kind to call people horse. Or he assumes that this girl looks like a horse. But no, she just talks about them and smells a bit.
Yeah.
And Alexis is upset because she may just have lice. And she took a pity selfie with Kelsey.
Right, with Kelsey. She should not have taken the pity selfie with Kelsey. But yeah, and she's scratching and, you know, she's like, no, I don't have lice.
Yeah.
And David and Johnny are
David's
insisting.
Freaking out because he thinks lice can jump from her bed to his bed.
Yes.
Which I don't, maybe that's possible. It seems like a long way to jump.
Yeah, lice cannot jump.
Oh, they don't? Mm-mm. All right. I didn't learn much from our lice experience. Should we get into our minor lice experience?
Minor? I mean, I don't know how minor it was, but...
Two times major lice experience. I have never had lice. You've never had lice, right?
I might have once, growing up. Yeah.
All right. I mean, Ted tells us later that they like clean scalps.
They do like clean scalps.
That's good. You should be honored to have had lice.
Yeah. But no, we've had two experiences with lice. Mm-hmm. We have three girls. And yeah, unfortunately, I think oftentimes, maybe certainly not all the time, but I do think it sometimes is part of childhood with girls and their long hair.
Long hair, right.
And girls, I think, tend to huddle together, you know, like they're always
huddling together like a bunch of football players jamming their heads together.
Well, football players would be wearing a helmet. Like girls tend to.
Good point.
Right. So, but yeah, so we have dealt with this twice, but now there are amazing people who will come in to your home.
Yes.
And they are saints and amazing, and we loved them.
Yes. If there are any frontline lice workers out there that are listening,
we are thankful for you.
Yes, because you wanted nothing to do with it. I mean, we were talked through the process.
Right. Like when you find out, you just start to think like, oh my God, like think of all the places where these children have laid their heads in your home and everything they've touched and everything.
It was a wild experience. Just the directions of bagging up everything. Mm-hmm.
And running things through a hot wash cycle and hot drying cycle. Yep. And literally sitting and combing every inch of your children's hair, which these magical lice genies came and they did all of that. Like they literally combed out all three of our kids and checked us, which we were both fine. In both instances. Yeah.
I was told I didn't have enough hair for lice to, you know, lice would not enjoy it.
Right. Right. There would be nothing to hold on to there.
Right.
But, when the first time it was like seriously a panic and unfortunately, like we got this and multiple other children in our neighborhood, through our neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like all the girls in the neighborhood, had it.
Right.
And, it was an experience. The first time was panicky. The second time it was like, okay, like we kind of know more of what to do. And the lice genies are awesome, but they are quite costly.
Yes.
It is an expensive process, but it is worth every penny that I've passed their card along to other people who have experienced this. And they always agree.
Good for, combing through the hair. That is something I would not want to do.
Yeah.
Our children are upset when I try and comb their hair, just like brush their hair regularly.
Yeah.
Not with this metal steel tipped brush or comb or whatever. But so that was our lice experience. Yeah.
So David, I feel like David's panic was probably similar to mine. I literally think I had them while we were waiting for the lice genies to show up with shower caps on their heads because I was like, I don't want this to get anywhere else. But really, I should have just realized it already was everywhere and it didn't matter.
You did. I remember that.
But yes.
So this in Schitt's Creek, now we're back out of our lives into Schitt's Creek.
We bored you enough with our antics of, and...
Yeah, Johnny realizes that this could be a problem for a motel in that this could be in all the sheets.
Well, because Alexis helped change the beds, which is surprising, because do you really think she helped that much?
I did think that was kind of fun, that it was just casually tossed aside that Alexis was helping me change the sheets.
Yeah.
But you know what?
She was present, I'm sure, in every room.
And
I'm sure she might not have done a lot.
Johnny's made it very clear that they are on this free ride and it's not going to last if they all don't pitch in. So I'm sure that Alexis was coerced into helping from time to time.
Yeah.
So he decides that he now has to go to rooms
and
change out the sheets again.
Yeah.
So as we talked about, I think last episode or the episode before, we never really see any other guests. We do get introduced to a couple
that's staying at this motel. Yes. Cause Johnny approached them, knocked on the door and said he was doing the complimentary, like, sheet change.
Complimentary sheet change.
Even though he had just been in there just a few hours before.
But you get multiple sheet changes. He says that that's part of the hotel's policy or motel's policy. Right. So let's talk about these motel guests here. They're both just credited as motel guests.
I like when they give real them names.
I know. I know. So do I. The first motel guest name is Rachel Wilson. She has a ton of credits.
Oh.
105 as of this recording, IMDb credits. Some shows that she was in that we've talked about before. She was in Kung Fu, The Legend Continues. She was in Charmed. She was in Rookie Blue. But she was also in movies like the Austin Powers sequel, The Spy Who Shagged Me. She was in Mystery Alaska. She was in The Glass House with Lili Sobieski.
Oh, okay.
And the Netflix Stephen King film In the Tall Grass.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff. Yeah, this woman is a very prolific actress.
Well, and all she got was motel guest.
I know. Really. The second motel guest, I'm assuming her husband, boyfriend, something, some relation, is Romaine Waite. And not quite as many credits to his name. He was in the shows 12 Monkeys, The Girlfriend Experience, and a Beauty and the Beast TV series from 2015?
I think there was some, yeah.
Okay.
Not the old school one from like the 80s and early 90s, remember that?
Right, with Ron Perlman and...
I don't know who was in
What's her name? Linda Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was also in a TV series, a Stephen King TV series, The Mist. So that's their... I guess that's their connection. They read Stephen King-related material, I guess.
Yeah, but Johnny was happy to hear they had not yet touched the sheets.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of like, we don't really need them to be changed. We haven't used the bed. We haven't touched them.
Yes.
You know, and he said, okay, well, that's good. And he commented on the fact that she had her hair in a ponytail.
Yep.
Which is also good. Yes. The Lace Genies told us to do that. Uh-huh. Hair pulled back. Hair in a ponytail braid.
Definitely. Yeah.
So they mentioned that that was a really good strategy.
I like how these people are lice genies. Did you just make this up now, or is that on their business card?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right.
No, I just, because they're like magical.
Oh, no, no, no. Like it's, little, yeah.
Little fairies. Lice fairies. I call them the lice fairy.
Anytime you don't have to do something, whoever does it is magical.
Well, especially something like that. Yeah. Like, that's nerve-wracking to make sure you have every single little lice and egg out of their head is... overwhelming.
Yeah. So anyway, so he really doesn't get anywhere though with this sheet changing.
Yeah, they're resistant.
Yes.
Which makes sense.
Because it's weird.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the cafe where David is wearing a hat with a little bit of a shower cap peeking out from underneath.
Yeah, a little clear shower cap and a little beanie.
Yes.
We'll call it.
And we get an interaction here, which I found interesting, between Stevie and David, in that she kind of like...
She comments that she hasn't seen him in weeks, and you've been commenting that there has not been enough Stevie in the past couple of episodes.
Yes, and it's really a kind of like, we haven't been hanging out. Like, they're doing their own things. Yeah. I understand. She's very wrapped up with the motel now, and he is starting his own business. And it just, and I think it's one of the things about this show that I really appreciated early on. And I think upon rewatching, I think I'm more okay with it now, but just the fact that I loved in season one and of course into season two, just the Stevie and David-ness of it, just how they played off of each other. And I know you just can't keep doing that over and over and over again. You have to, they have to do other things. You have to evolve these characters, but we just haven't really seen them together, except in passing where they're talking about his business or something like that. So I like that that's kind of brought up and addressed. And it's interesting in an episode that Dan Levy wrote. So I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. And he's, he's been busy too. Like setting up the apothecary and stuff. Because he commented that they're both working professionals now.
Yes.
And that Mama Oprah would be proud of them. Which I thought was cute. I liked that.
Yeah. But he does kind of invite himself to stay at her place.
Right. Yeah. Yep, because he is worried about jumping lice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. She doesn't really seem to resist this. She seems to be okay with this sleepover, I guess.
But she does ask him about the hat. Like, why is he wearing the hat? No, definitely. But he had already heard about this. She had already heard about the lice outbreak, but kind of was trying to figure out, you know.
She's Johnny's business partner. Right. His first call must have been to her.
Yeah, so she's already aware of it, but David doesn't know she's aware of it. So he kind of thinks he's just saying, like, hey, let's hang out. Yep. It's been a long time.
Yep, exactly.
But she's sort of on to him. But yeah, his hat is a preventative measure.
Right, yes.
He said.
So now let's go to Moira and...
Town Council. Yeah.
And they are offering to name a flower garden after her.
Yes.
It does sort of come out of nowhere. And it's not like she's suspicious of this, but she seems to want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Why would she want a flower garden? But they do talk about Bob's got a bench.
Bob does have a bench. Yeah. Oh, but I kind of noted, which I thought was really cute too, about she kind of walked in and they were like, oh, we're so happy you're here or something like that. And she's like, am I being let go?
Right.
And they were like, no, you have 3.5 years for this. And I think it was Ronnie. And she was like, but who's counting?
Right.
I don't know if it was Ronnie or Moira now. I forget.
I do have to say, I like her wig with like the splash of red.
Yeah.
And this black wig. I think it looks really nice.
Yeah.
They do talk about how Ronnie's got a rec center.
Yes, which is basically just a tennis court.
An outdoor tennis court.
And the net got stolen last year.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
And the bench is just a makeout spot. Which was kind of funny, too.
Yeah.
But they kind of explain to her what a big deal it is when something in the town gets named after you.
Right.
Because they want to name the garden after her.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing suspicious or weird about this at all.
Yeah. Well, once they start saying benches and...
Once they say Bob has his own bench, I'm like, oh, okay, well, this must just be a town council thing where they just name random nonsense after themselves.
But then we learn a little bit more in her
conversation
with Jocelyn.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the vet's office.
Yes.
Because Alexis is looking for lice stuff, like shampoo.
She is. It's a Saturday, they noted. Yeah. She's, you know, it's not operating hours.
Yeah, Ted seems a bit suspicious.
Yeah. And she's wearing a little turban.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, but her little turban wearing or babushka or whatever we want to call it, it's kind of funny because her hair's just hanging down out underneath of it. It's not doing anything.
Well, I guess it's kind of like covering her scalp.
I guess it doesn't really matter. I just thought the joke was she was wearing it improperly.
Right.
You should probably push all your hair up into that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but she says that there's a client who has a dog that has lice.
Yes. And so, should she use her shampoo or something like that she could use?
Yeah. What should this client use?
Ted's onto her immediately, and Ted gives great advice because the night that we found out about the lice with our kids, I had to run frantically out to buy lice shampoo before we realized that's not going to do anything. It's like preventative, right?
There are super lice now. The lice have basically become immune to that shampoo.
Okay. I think we're
it
doing
doesn't even,
a public
it,
service to people right yeah, now by telling them that. Don't waste your money.
Don't waste your money on the lice shampoo. Yeah. Call in the lice genie and they will handle it all.
Right.
At
yes.
the fee of, I don't know, like $800.
Yes.
But yeah, you think the lice shampoo is going to help. But yeah, they said they're basically like, lice have just become immune. Like that shampoo...
I mean, we used
probably,
it, though,
did we?
In addition to the combing. But Ted basically says, it's not going to do anything.
Right.
They should really be
combed out. So then, finally, through all this conversation, where Ted is basically, as you said, onto her, but he continues to humor her conversation and still is like, well, this client, if they were dealing with this, you know. But eventually, Alexis admits that it is her.
What does she say to Ted? She calls him something like a great little vet. It's a weird Ted line where he's like, I am benching 220, so I would refer to myself as little. It's a weird Ted Bragg. You don't hear that a lot from him. Uh-huh. It's very strange. I know we're into Ted working out a lot suddenly in this show. Not suddenly, since he came back to town.
Yeah.
So I guess you just have to drop these things here and there. But I guess, found that a little bit odd.
Yeah.
So now we're at Rose Apothecary.
Yes.
And Patrick shows up to the store.
Yeah, they're talking about the body milk.
Yes,
and whether you can drink what it's for and everything. Yeah, and Patrick and Stevie are there giving David a hard time.
Right.
And
I think it's nice because Patrick and Stevie finally meet. I assume this is the first time they've met.
Yeah, which is interesting. Like, it does make me wonder, like, how long has Patrick been? I guess he really was newly arrived when David encountered him at Ray's.
Yeah, but also it's just like we said earlier, like David's been doing his own thing and having these interactions with Patrick.
Right.
But he's also been interacting with Stevie. Right. And it's interesting
it hasn't mixed yet.
He's only met Alexis, right?
Yes.
Okay. No other members of the family.
I don't think so. Not yet.
All right.
No, because they haven't really been in Rose Apothecary yet because it's not set up.
No, you're right.
It hasn't had its, cold open? They call
cold open.
I thought it's some kind of open.
A soft, not cold.
Yeah. I knew that didn't sound right.
But she likes him. She really does let David know that she likes Patrick a lot.
Yeah, because Patrick kind of picks at David as well.
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. And just out of nowhere, Patrick invites David to just stay at his place. Right. Oh, you need a place to stay.
Yeah, you can stay at my place.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And he very quickly is like, oh, no, Stevie already invited me over.
Right.
It's all good.
Yes.
I do like it how Patrick sort of saw this opening. It was like, I'm going to try and take advantage of this right now.
Yeah.
And he does. But it really doesn't go anywhere. So back at the motel, Johnny and Moira are talking about the garden. Moira brings it up.
She's telling Johnny all about it.
Yes.
Then she shares some of the other things that are named for her.
Yes.
Like the theater in Pasadena. To which Johnny shares with her that theater in Pasadena has been renamed. It is no longer the Moira Rose Theater or whatever it's called. It's now Lucy Albion. I guess is that how they said it?
Yes.
I think, right?
Yeah. Named after a volunteer usher who died.
Right.
So, yeah. And, I mean, he seems to sort of know all about this. She sees through him pretty quickly.
I think they, notified him almost. Or they let him know.
Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Because she says she turned it down. She's like, I don't want this rose garden named after me. Like, why would I, or flower garden or whatever you want to call it. And he seems to be sort of like, this will give you something. You put your stamp on this town, and I mean, it's sweet and it's really nice, but I don't know. I feel like Johnny doesn't need to do this for Moira. Like, Moira already has town council. She's already here. Mm-hmm. She's already doing stuff in this town. She's already making her mark. I think it's nice on his part, but I feel like it's almost unnecessary for him to sort of, and that's what I wonder is, did he one day walk out and see that there's a bench called Bob's Bench? And he's like, well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
There could be a Moira thing. Or did they contact him? Or did he come up with this idea his own?
I think
we really don't hear about where this came from.
Yeah.
The other thing about this scene, Moira does not react well to Alexis's lice issue.
Oh,
she was not made aware of this until right now.
Yeah.
And I love how she said, I presume you shaved your head.
Shaved her head, yeah. Yep. And then they talk about the wigs, and she's super concerned that her wigs have gotten lice.
Yes.
And,
so for as concerned as she was about this garden, everything's now taken a backseat to the lice epidemic, let's call it.
Nobody wants to have lice.
I guess. I mean, I know lice is... Maybe I have a softer view of lice. I never saw it as like a weird, gross thing or thought of it as terrible. I mean, they're bugs. I know that's gross, but I feel the same way. I know.
Wow.
I know. I feel the same way with like it's going to sound dumb, like bed bugs. I've never had bed bugs, but it doesn't creep me out.
They're so hard to get rid of, and that's super creepy.
I'm sure I'm in the wrong here, but bugs don't really freak me out, I guess. And,
yeah.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
You're learning something about me now. Okay.
I didn't know that you were comfortable with lice and bed bugs. It's pretty gross.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty gross. Okay, so let's talk a little more about the sheet change, because while this couple was out,
Johnny just went to their room and they come home to find him changing their sheet. And they're kind of annoyed. Weird. They're like, "What are you doing? We told you we didn't need, you know, fresh sheets. And why are you here? And what are you doing?"
And they're justified in being very annoyed by this. It's very strange, but thankfully, he finally fesses up.
Yeah,
he talks about how his child,
his daughter
has lice, and they aren't completely understanding.
Yeah, they're like, "Our 6-year-old had it. It's no big deal." How old is your daughter? And she's 28.
28.
So we finally get Alexis's age.
I can't believe it's taken us till nearly the end of season 3 to get an exact age on anyone in this family.
Yeah.
Yep. But I think that's great 28. Because, hey, did I, not to derail our podcast even more, I remember a while ago, and you posted this on our Facebook thing, you took the Schitt's Creek quiz, like, what character are you? Mm-hmm. And you got David.
Yes.
And all well and good, that's fine. And for some reason, I never thought of taking it. I took it, and I got Alexis.
Oh.
And I feel like that kind of works. That kind of makes sense, if I think of, right? Does that kind of make sense to you?
What, that I'm David and you're Alexis? Yeah.
No, I'm overthinking this.
I don't know. Yeah. Right. Anyway. I would say personality-wise, I'm a little more high-strung. You're a little more easygoing.
Okay.
Carefree.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So now let's go back to the vet, and we could watch Ted combing through Alexis's hair with, like, the clip.
I like how he's, like, putting it in a cup. I thought that was interesting.
He's just scraping them into a cup. I don't think that's going to do anything.
We didn't do that.
No. Paper towels? Mm-hmm. It was paper towels. Because you can't.
It was like a stack.
Yeah, they're not big enough where you could just like wipe it on the side of a Solo cup and they're going to fall off. Yeah. You need to get in there and get these tiny little bugs out of there.
But still, it was still funny watching him like, and then he commented on the size.
Yes. Is this when she said it reminds her of a restaurant that had Tahitian food and scalp massages?
Ew. Yeah, it might have been.
Really gross, yes.
Yeah, but he comments that it's the most intimate thing he's ever done with an employee. And she's like, we've done more intimate things. So, and then this is, again, just those examples of how sweet and nice and just what a good person Ted is. Because to dedicate a Saturday to do that, to comb lice out of somebody's hair. You know, ditched you and dumped you from an engagement. That's pretty nice.
But also, who's going to turn someone? Like, he knows how to do it. Well, he's familiar with the process.
No, I know, but still.
Yeah.
Like, he could have easily said, like, go buy the shampoo, comb it out, good luck.
No, I completely understand what you're saying. Yeah. But he's got the tools at his disposal and everything like that, so.
Well, and again, we just saw in the last episode, like, her all of a sudden these feelings and realization about Ted is sort of peaked, and
you're right,
she's kind of realizing like that letting him go was a mistake.
A good point.
Yeah,
so a little more of these two characters bonding or growth on Alexis's part while still being humorous. She has lice and
definitely she's still humorous, but she's also really vulnerable. You know, which I think she usually probably in most relationships with people, not necessarily just men, but relationships with people, I feel like she wanted to be confident and she wanted to be sexy and she wanted to be like fun and you know, and she was cool with dumping people and moving on. But, like, this is a really, she's kind of releasing herself to him in sort of a vulnerable moment. I mean, albeit, she has lice and it's super gross. But, you know.
I do think it's funny that she had to go back to school to get lice. Like, that's such a great thing because you're right. Like, you don't really, I guess adults get lice, but they probably just get it from their gross kids. But that's how kids get lice. Like you said, they're in school and they're hanging around horses. Who knows?
Well, and sometimes people try to treat it using, like, natural methods that maybe aren't effective. Right. Yeah. You know, and then that's how it gets spread so easily. Yes.
If you get lice, go see a vet. That's how our kids got it. Go see a vet that you trust. But hopefully on a Saturday. They don't have anything else going on.
Right, yeah.
So now let's go to, I made such a big deal about how we saw Bob's house after we saw Ronnie's. We finally see Stevie's apartment. First time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's such a cute little place.
It is a cute little place. David, of course, comments on it.
He says he always pictured her living underground, which was one of my favorite lines from when he arrived.
It's really great.
And it is. It's like a college girl's apartment. Like, I love that she had, like, the Sarah McLachlan poster hanging, and they comment on that. You know, and she's like, don't diss that. And he's like, who's dissing it? I followed Lilith Fair for 2 seasons.
Yeah, college girl's apartment, Sarah McLachlan poster, vodka in the freezer.
Yeah, I never really thought about that you can keep vodka in the freezer. It's not going to freeze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of, like, must have forgotten that from my college days, I guess.
I don't know.
We don't routinely keep vodka in the freezer anymore, but maybe we should start.
Well, you couldn't fit those mini fridges and stuff. You couldn't fit vodka in that tiny freezer.
That's true. Yeah, remember that little thing? Mini,
you might be able to fit, like, 2 cans of beer or something in that freezer.
If not, I don't know. Yeah.
He does notice that she has 2 toothbrushes, though, at her place.
Yes.
From a relationship that isn't that happening anymore, I guess.
Yeah, she kind of alludes to that.
Yeah, and this is really where, and I mentioned it earlier, but I guess I jumped the gun, where they really do talk about how they're not spending much time together
anymore.
Yeah,
and I think Stevie's like, you're so busy with the store. Yes. Like, her feelings are kind of hurt, you know? Like, I think she's missing the relationship that, you know, she and David have.
Yeah. So now let's go to the cafe, since they're getting comfortable and hanging out.
With having Jocelyn their and nice Moira. Night.
Jocelyn and Moira.
Yeah. This is super weird, too. Sorry, just saying Jocelyn, I realized, too, I don't know that we've ever revealed that, not that she's named after a Schitt's Creek character, but one of our children shares a name with a Schitt's Creek character.
I think we didn't. I mean, it was probably the first episode or second episode.
That is, Jocelyn is the name of our oldest child. Yes. Which is then ironic when, you know, that name showed up in this show. Yeah. I was trying to remember. I'm like, did we ever mention that?
I can't believe we wouldn't have named her after.
Well, I said that.
Oh, okay.
I said not that she was named after a Schitt's Creek character because she's, you know, 14. But it's just ironic that
we should just put her in a baggy cat sweatshirt at some point just to
take some pictures.
Right.
Yeah. To have this garden named after her.
Yeah, she's trying to sell her on this. She does mention that she has the low impact play center at the school.
Right.
Named after her.
The playground, yeah.
Dedicated to her.
Yeah.
But Moira's still bragging about things that are named after her.
Uh-huh.
And she mentions what turns out to basically be a fire route.
Yeah, like an emergency evacuation route, almost, is named after her and the theater, of course, and
even
everything.
Even Jocelyn's like, is that a fire? Are you talking about a fire route?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, maybe, but we just refer to it as Moira Rose Boulevard.
Right, yeah, but the low-impact playground at school. I thought that was kind of funny. So, again, when I saw that, though, it intrigued me to... We had discussed a lot about what grades we thought were served, you know, in this school.
Sure.
So there's a playground there.
Oh, I didn't even assume it was her school's playground. Like, I mean, I don't know why they would name a playground after her at the elementary school, but Roland is the mayor of this town. Yeah. Like,
I guess I was thinking, like, you were thinking school might span, like,
She's like, go have lunch.
K to 12.
Go to the playground and then come back to class.
Well, it doesn't
afterwards.
Mean the older kids play on it.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. So I have.
Go ahead. I was just gonna say I thought it was really sweet too when Jocelyn kind of said to Moira, like, I really think it would make Johnny happy to make you happy.
And that's what it comes down to. Yeah, it was somehow Johnny kind of finagled this whole thing. And Moira then realizes that, and I mean, it's not right now. We don't know that she says okay, but we can sort of see that she is kind of changing her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to Stevie and David. Mm-hmm. I have in my notes, and we only watched this a couple days ago. Why do I have the words coconut macaroons written in my notes? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it sounds familiar. Okay. I should probably
that's
know.
Fine. No, that's all right.
But yeah, they're back at Stevie's. They're all like tucked into bed together, which is just cute. And Stevie brings up Patrick and talks about how he's, you know, an eligible bachelor, and David's like, he's my business partner.
Right.
You know, and she mentioned about, well, he invited you to stay in his place. And, you know, David was like, no, it'd be really weird to be there. Yep. You know, and everything. And I guess Stevie was like, well, where would you sleep and everything? Right. And he's like, oh, I'd sleep in his guest bedroom. Yeah. You know, and Stevie goes, who is he, Bill Gates? You know, which I thought was really, really funny. But yeah, so they had a nice little conversation about Patrick.
Yeah, it's a really nice conversation between the two of them, like you said, about Patrick. Mm-hmm. What I really like is the scene ends with both of them being frustrated and just kind of going, ugh, just in the bed together, you know, a foot from one another.
Yeah.
It's very, very adorable.
Yeah.
David does mention that he ate eggs, I guess. She made him eggs, or he ate eggs out of her fridge. I guess eggs with vodka, that doesn't sound good at all.
That does sound super
and possibly
gross.
Coconut macaroons. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So now we get to close out the episode at Moira's Roses?
The Moira's Roses Garden. Yes.
4856.
Yes.
I really do. We talk a lot about how the episodes close. I have to say, I don't really care where they are or what they're doing. Any episode that closes with the entire family
together is always good.
I think
good.
It's always great, especially when they're just there to purposely make fun of a member of the family.
I feel like it's always Johnny. Not always.
Not always, because with the affair, remember they were talking about, do they refer to Roland as their other father now and stuff like that?
Yeah, and they've given Alexis really a hard time
about
things.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, and because David kind of questions, he's like, okay, so does this mean this is dedicated to a rose that Moira owns?
Yeah, but the whole thing is, why are those numbers there?
Right, and they're like, there's not enough apostrophes. And then someone's like, there aren't even any roses planted here. And yeah, David said, really what are those digits? And Alexis said, it's Mom's birthday. Which, 4-8, it could be April 8th, 56.
It could be, sure.
Yeah, that's
close
a little
enough old,
I think, 56 maybe.
Yeah, but it's not out of the realm of possibilities. But
Alexis corrects him that it's the last four digits of. Oh no, who is it? I'm sorry, it's not Alexis that corrects him.
It's got to be Johnny or Moira.
Moira, I think maybe that says about it being the last four digits of the credit card that he used.
Yes.
To purchase the marker, the stone marker.
It's wonderful, and I wish I had written down who said the best line of the episode.
Alexis.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Is when she says,
when we die,
are
we
going to
be buried here?
Yeah. It's so
and
good.
And that's the last line
it's
of the episode.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love how this
episode
ends.
And that was Alexis. I did write down who said it. Yeah.
Really, really great.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so great.
For regular listeners, you know this, but if this is your first episode, for some reason, you decide to pick it up now. Mm-hmm. What we do at the end of each episode is we rank the Schitt's Creek episodes from our favorite episode to our least favorite episode. So, Carla, if this episode were dedicated to you, would you pay by credit card or just write a check? I will show you your list because it is quite extensive.
I know, it's getting a little long. I wish we could have just put them in order by season.
Oh, you're just ranking seasons now? That would be a lot easier.
No, I just mean every episode. Okay, this is my top 13 or whatever of season one. This is my list.
Why would we do that when we could make it very confusing?
And confusing. And
yes. Well, there you go.
All right. Well, I think because of our life experience, I appreciate this episode and like the horror that comes into dealing with all this. And I kind of love this episode. It's such a fun one. And just like you, I know a lot of times you talk about how you don't remember certain parts of episodes. Like you're like, oh, I didn't remember that was part of this episode. And I had kind of forgotten that the Moira's Rose's garden was part of this episode. You know, so it's like kind of like a 1-2 punch. You get a lot of really good, funny things happening in this one. So I would probably put this, I'm going to say my new number 9.
Wow, that is high. Oh, man. That's cracking your top 10.
Yeah, I like the
right after Milk Money and right above General Store.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really high. That's a lot higher than mine. Yeah. It's not that I dislike this episode. It's not as punchy as I remember. Like, I remember the lice stuff, and I remember liking the lice stuff, and while I like the rose garden, I kind of only like the end. I mean, it's not like, you know, before that, it's just them talking about things that are named after them.
I know, and while it's funny. Like, while I would love like to see Bob's court
bench and, at some point. Yeah.
Make out spot. Yeah,
this is
a
bit lower for me. I'm going to put it at 24.
Wow. Yeah. That's a huge difference for us.
It's actually right under Sebastian Rain.
Oh. Oh, really?
But I liked Sebastian Rain so much more than I thought, so I felt like that was a lot higher than I thought that thing was going to be, and this is a bit lower than I thought it was going to be going into it.
Very surprised about that. And I just love that Kelsey's a horse girl, and yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of funny parts.
We are up to 38 episodes. Yeah. So even saying something is at 24 doesn't necessarily make it bad. Yeah. And even
none of them are
something
bad.
In the 30s isn't bad. Right. This is the tough thing. This is the Sophie's Choice. Well, if we had, you know, 38 children. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show. Please rate, review us, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you just stumbled upon this, if you know someone else who might be interested, might enjoy this, let them know about the show. That's sort of how we grow as a podcast. And as we said before, if we make mistakes, if you want to reach out, if you want to talk, please find us on Facebook. We're there. We're easy enough to find. And let us know what you think of the show. Next time, we'll be discussing the 12th episode of Season 3, Friends and Family. So until then, everybody, have a great 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.